This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. I'm Blake, sitting here on WCOM 103.5 FM. You keep us tuned in and we'll keep you turned on. And now, without further ado, here's your host, the bard of WCOM, Claudio.
Hello out there. That was kind of nice getting introduced by two legends of WCOM here.
Absolutely.
I just want to give, as I usually do, a big shout-out to the Carolina Theater, primary sponsor of Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Also want to remind everybody that next week, the 26th, we're doing our Halloween special. We're going to do it Orson Welles style, like Mercury Theater style. We've got Ira David Wood coming on. Got Alan Hall, the theater critic and reviewer, as well as Audrey. Audrey gets to play a witch. Blake is going to be here doing sound effects, and I'll probably have him do something.
Yeah, he's an up-and-coming artist, that Blake guy.
That Blake guy? Okay, then. Yeah. Yes. Spoken for himself there. But I believe that. And then, of course, I'm going to close it off with a real shocker. But we're going to host it in a real Orson Welles kind of tradition. Keep that alive. Do the Halloween thing. Hope people won't leave the country as a result.
Yeah.
And, what was it? War of the Worlds?
Yep.
Got him out of the country for 20 years.
I hope they don't sue you and wreck their cars and trying to get supplies and all that sort of thing.
I'm still, you know, we just recently at the Carolina Theater had the Charlie Chaplin retrospective, and I have yet to see the film The Little Dictator that got him exiled from America.
But I remember you telling me about
it. It's pretty impressive if you can get yourself kicked out of a country by making a political statement without saying a single word, just through your actions. I just find that impressive.
Yeah, that definitely is.
I have a very special group here today. It's actually the Donaha Station Band, featuring Michael Bryan, Spainauer, on electric guitar. He's actually being touted as the new Jimi Hendrix, so you're in for a treat. We're going to do some work together. He's got a collaborative album coming out with a fellow by the name of Summers Bowenstiel. And then my longtime best friend from Winston-Salem days, God knows we go back 37 years and haven't seen each other in that long until a recent reunion, that's Mike Spainauer. Say good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just wanted to see what you sound like on the mic. Normally he has the kind of bass voice that makes the walls rattle.
That sounded pretty good.
And, of course, there's Blake. So that's all of us in the studio.
Yep.
And we're going to go through talking about the Donaha Station Band, finding out what that's all about. They actually play here quite frequently, more like, I want to say, Raleigh. You say some in Fayetteville. Give us a little scoop on what the band is, how it came to be.
Well, It started as a little old ragtag band down on the river. We live close to the river, and I put them a little camper out there, and they started playing with one finger on the guitar.
talking about his boy Michael Bryan.
Yeah. Well, all of them really, the whole band is a 3-piece band, and they were just beginners, and they just came along, and they've been together now for about 14 years.
Wow.
And went to school together, and they're inseparable, you know. So
you corralled them at a young age, and basically,
yeah, really.
Well, I saw the show.
Well, I backed them 100% all the way because I believe music is the world. That's what I believe, mm-hmm. anyway. So,
well, remember back in the day, you and I, we went around when I think last time we saw each other, we were 17 years old. Mike was going around doing a great number on Elvis Presley, and I might remind you, he was still alive then. And I was imitating Dean Martin, and we were actually pulling it off.
For the girls, anyway.
Yes, indeed. That was the medicine. So, Michael, Michael Bryan, see if we can get you on the mic there. You need to come closer to it. We've got some technical things to work out here. Give us your scoop on life with Dad and becoming a band and all that.
Wouldn't be much of a band without Dad, that's for sure. He took care of us.
Yeah, he seems like the guy that corralled a pretty effective team. I saw you guys perform at Bone Daddy's Hideaway not too long ago, right across the street from the Long Branch. And,
it's a great place.
They had the crowd eating out of their hands, especially you on that electric guitar, bro.
Thank you very much, brother. Yeah, but I can't leave out Mom either, you know.
No, you better not. Go ahead, let's do a little talking about the whole family thing.
Yeah, but... my whole band, Bruce Strome on the bass and Josh Cook on the drums. Like you said, we've been together 14 years, played thousands of shows.
Tell us, give us some names of people that you've opened for, because that always that helps to establish your own caliber.
Well, we did that Special Forces thing in Fayetteville, and for a Bad Company with
Explain Special Forces
with Brian Hale. And
what do you mean by Special Forces?
For our troops.
The troops, okay.
Yeah, for our troops in Iraq, and that was a what year was it we opened up for Molly Hatchett's Dave Holbert? 95.
You can go ahead and say it, Mike. Just get on the mic. Let's use these microphones, guys.
It was 1995.
You get closer.
Yeah, he was Molly Hatchett. He wrote a lot of that guitar for and the words for Flirting with Disaster. Mm-hmm. A lot of big songs in the 70s.
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
How did you remember that?
Yeah. Were y'all playing? Yeah, you're playing that caliber
about
that long, yeah.
95, 96.
Y'all must have just been starting up.
Yeah, they had just been starting that, and it was actually.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Molly Hatchett. Never mind.
No.
It was actually Kittle Johnson's race, and he builds motorcycles, and they hired us to play. So we didn't even know that the Molly Hatchett people would be there till we got there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty yeah, nice treat.
It was not a surprise bad. Anyway. So. Yeah.
Well, you've got at least another dozen you can run down. Drop all the names.
All right. Just played for.
You
a
should
lot
know
of
how to use a mic. I'm gonna start scolding you here. Get on that mic.
We played for a lot of local acts and stuff. We ain't really played for a lot of big names.
I don't know.
It'd be nice.
Give us a rundown on the names that you recall.
Really, that's the only two I recall right now. It's
Mike,
pretty early
well,
in the
well,
day.
we played Daytona Bike Week a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And places like that, like ZZ Top played close to us, and we didn't open.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
There was a lot of big bands around us and stuff. So we played, like I say, we often go to Daytona because that's really where you get your name out.
Mm-hmm,
you
no doubt.
Because
yeah,
and we do that. There's a bunch of people.
We do that Humane Society thing every year. Wolfstock. And for the Tanglewood thing, yeah.
Yeah, we're big on benefits. We got a thing in Raleigh. It's called the Miracle Ride. I'm wearing a shirt today from it. It's where mentally challenged kids, handicapped and physically and mentally, where they play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we play the benefits to support them.
Right, and they raise money and build these fields for these kids to play
mm-hmm.
ball and, you know, safe for these handicapped kids. Then that takes a lot of money to do, you know.
Yeah.
So what kind of a band are y'all? Are you a Southern rock band? Molly Hatchett's ZZ Top?
Well, yeah,
is what
classic rock, I'd mm-hmm. say, more than Southern
Yeah, I can
rock.
See that.
More mm-hmm. classic.
And what got you turned on to the electric guitar since you've become such a master at it?
Well, my dad pounded the music in my head growing up, and then my Uncle Dale Spainhour, gave me my first guitar. And
was it electric or just regular guitar?
It was an electric guitar.
Okay.
And I still got it. I don't play anymore, but but he told me, he said, if you practice for 6 hours a day in 6 months, he said, you'll be better than me. And didn't take long. He was right. You get a young mind like that working with something for hours out of every day.
Stay focused, yeah.
They're gonna do something. You can't stop them.
It becomes your level and your form of expression.
Right. No matter what it is. Any young people, you know, just put your heart into it and stay with it, and it'll come to you for sure.
Summer, did you have something you wanted to add? Looked like you had.
Oh, I was just seconding that emotion.
Take the mic to you. What's up? You guys are in a band and you
I
don't know how to grab
that
the mic.
Emotion. Well, I'm just happy to be here. I'm like the little kid in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's what it is. I mean, we have a show that happens. You can occasionally see Mr. Spanhour there mm-hmm. on Thursdays at Elliot's Review every week.
Okay, yeah, that's what you were telling me about, right? Yeah,
where's that?
One I didn't yeah, make
actually,
before.
That's on 7th and Trade in downtown Winston-Salem.
A little piece on stage at Elliot's down.
Oh, that was the one. Okay, yeah. I forgot. That that's was right. in Winston-Salem. Yeah, that was fun. That was. Actually, the first time Michael Bryan and I performed together.
That was great, yeah.
But we're about to collaborate on an album. I guess it's, you know, the right place at the right time. It feels like kismet to me because every time, you know, we play together, I feel like it gets better and better and better. And it's, as far as any kind of art, it's being satisfied by my own art.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far the pinnacle of my career, dealing with these guys and getting to be a part of what they do. Because they're so.
And Summer sings with the band occasionally. Yes, he's not the lead singer for the band, but he does join them.
But the intensity and the attention to detail and just the overall musical prowess is what draws me to him. I really appreciate them.
He's
in
definitely
that way.
Got the prowess
as a
is
fan,
a fitting
you know,
word.
As a fan, and then to get up there and make art with them. That's it right there. And we hope to, like I said, have that album out by the first of the year. I'm not going to give away too much about it.
Have you got a title?
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on
okay.
it. There's lots of different songs, lots of different styles will be represented. But
leaning towards the war cry.
War cry. That will be the title track
say that
most
again?
Likely. War cry.
War cry.
War cry will be the title track.
Oh, that's what you're thinking about so far. I got you. Well, let me slide the mic back to Michael Bryan here. I want to segue into kind of how we reconnected after 37 years. Not you and I, because you weren't even around last time I saw your pops. But why don't you go into a little bit of how you found me on Facebook? This is one of the more extraordinary things in my life, being discovered 37 years later.
We never really got into much computers and stuff like that, and we just had got on there and started getting into that Facebook deal, and Dad come in one day, and he's like, you know, I'd heard him mention your name several times growing up. And one day he come in, he said, "Won't you punch up my buddy Claudio in there and let's see if we can find him." And luckily he know how to spell your name. And
yeah.
But you were the only one. You know what I mean? There wasn't nobody else to choose from. You were the only one there.
I'm sure there's nobody else got
like,
that name.
Dad was like, "That's him. I know that's him." And he was right.
And you sent me an email that basically said, "Are you the... are you the Claudio that was my dad's friend back in Winston-Salem?" And I knew when I read Spain, I've been wondering where that sucker is.
You said, "Yeah, I was the Dean Martin to your dad's Elvis Presley growing up."
Right.
Yeah, I bet you guys were killing.
We had some fun with that stuff.
Man. I guess. Awesome.
I still remember taking all the dates up on Pilot Mountain where you weren't supposed to climb. And I tell you what, coming over to your place this time, so many years later, not having been past Pilot Mountain in at least 20 years or more, looking at those cliffs we scaled to get up there, man, it scared me for a minute. I said, "What? I did that?"
Yeah.
And even more impressive, the Tom girls, they climbed right with us.
Yeah, Dad said you definitely had a way with the girls. He bragged on you.
They had a way with me too, but... But thanks, I'll take that plug.
Right.
So 37 years later, he finds me, and this actually, ironically, sadly, within 3 days of my very close friend, Gary Jensen, who'd been my musician since 1977, whom I've mentioned here before, died, and within 3 days of his death, Michael Bryan and Mike Spanauer managed to contact me. That's amazingly symbolic in a way, say that, you know, God closes a door and opens a window, just how extraordinary that was. And then Michael Bryan ends up being this fantastic musician, and we've already decided that we're going to collaborate, going to put some college tours together. So it's just amazing what happens in life sometimes, especially when the divine intercedes and goes, "Let me take care of this thing here."
Yeah.
So you guys do you feel like doing a little number together?
Sure.
Off your album? I mean, if you want to do it, let's pull the mics in the right direction. We might as well get started with that, and then in the meantime, I just want to mention very quickly that the Carolina Theater has got all kinds of things coming up. Just check out the carolinatheater.org and stay tuned in. I know we had Mavis Staples there recently. We've got Natalie McMaster, the Max Weinberg Big Band, Shamikia Copeland, Mike Bireglia, Betty Buckley, and so on. Just a lot going on. David Sanborn's just been there. Lot going on. Jeff Daniels, I'm actually stage managing that one on the 27th,
cool.
October 27th. He's
Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies of all time.
But he's singing. He's a folk singer in this. He's just
is
coming
he?
to basically entertain the audience. You thought it was a movie I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about performing on stage.
Wow.
He's not acting. Jeff Daniels has carved out a career as a respected singer, songwriter, and a darn good guitarist.
No way.
With a homespun repertoire of honest, sincere, funny, and poignant songs. So that's coming up. We've also got Belly Dance Superstars coming up at the historic Carolina Theater of Durham. And let me see if there's anything else to. I'm really pleased to hear that Judy Collins is coming back next year. Looking forward to hosting her again. Vienna Teng and Alex Wong. This is a free workshop for music students in the Fletcher Hall. Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be back again.
Amazing.
Oh, Hot Tuna Blues, yeah.
Ah, yum. Hot Tuna.
With Charlie Musselwhite and Jim Lauderdale. Jim Brickman, Beautiful World. He's a two-time Grammy-nominated and also solo musical journey full of dazzling piano, vibrant vocals, and the warmth and humor that are a staple of his ever-popular shows.
They got a lot of great stuff coming up.
The Harlem Gospel Choir, Dance Theater of Harlem, The Five Browns, and Motherlode. Anyway, keep it up. And the one thing I'm looking forward to is we've got the original Nosferatu, the original vampire movie made in the 20s.
Mm.
That is being featured, and a, let me read this, stop tripping over my tongue. Nosferatu, in conjunction with the Mellarmé Chamber Players, is being presented at the Carolina Theater. They're teaming up. They're basically going to play the music and do a score while you're watching a silent movie, which I can't wait to go see.
That's going to be, what day is it?
That is going to be on,
it's gotta be soon.
Sunday, October 31st, after Halloween. Or is that, no, what
that's
am I saying?
On Halloween.
Never mind, I'll get it straight. And also Terminus, a play written and directed by Mark O. Rowe, presented by Duke Performances. So anyway, once again, big thanks, big shout out to my primary sponsor on the Speakeasy, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. And now I'm going to introduce Michael Bryan on electric guitar and Summer Bowen Steele as vocalist for a piece that's going to be on the next album.
Thank you, Claudio. This song's called That's What We Get.
We shared a love, the kind that no one knows, might never see better days than those. Hurts to see you wearing them same old clothes, to hear them say that it's just the way it goes. No love could climb so high, so we fell straight from the sky. And now we're back down here, we're back where we belong. Same old story, but we're playing a brand new song. 'Cause we showed some faith and fate did what it could. It was no safe bet had we done what we should. Ooh, this is what we get for having it so. Having it so good. Ooh, it's what we get for having it so good. And we felt the warmth of 100 perfect days. Tastes so sweet, 'cause you know it just won't stay. Fanned the fire just to feel a different burn. And then you sweep up the ashes, is the only way to learn. Because you showed some faith, fate did what it could. No safe bet had we done what we should. Oh, this is what we get for having it so good. It's what we get for played so good. Oh, this is what we get for having it so good.
Bravo. You got a good voice there, brother. I
Thank
like that sound. Did you write that?
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Actually, to be totally honest, a friend of mine, Jay Height, helped co-write that song. A good buddy of ours, Jay Height. Yeah.
Gotcha. And
singer-songwriter in his own.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're going to teach these guys to use the mic here
Sorry
in a minute.
About that.
I guess the rock and roll bands must not use a microphone.
If they had the headphones on, they'd know.
We get really close up on it.
If you had your headphones on, you'd hear yourself.
Well, Michael Bryan, I want to put you on the spot because I've been bragging about your skills and you being the... I mean, it's not just me bragging about you being the new Jimi Hendrix. I think Jimi Hendrix would have some catching up to do from what I've heard. But I would like you to pick just a hot number that you can crank out on electric and just play it for the folks listening. You got something you can think of?
Maybe just soloing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just do your own thing. I just want these folks to be treated. And come a little closer to the mic when you get ready.
That won't make a difference, will it?
Yeah, but these guys are not into that. Yeah, that's all we get?
Listen to some Steve Vai.
Steve Vai,
yeah.
I like Steve Vai a lot.
I could see some Steve Vai stuff in that with some of the bins.
Oh, yeah.
He
likes Joe Satriani, Steve Vai.
Yep.
Get on the mic, Mike.
I think Joe Satriani is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I can see that, too. Yeah. Yep.
And I had the pleasure of stage managing him some time ago.
Lucky Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my hero for sure.
That was actually the night that I came to see you at Bone Daddy's. There's this moment with every performer. First they get up there and they start doing the number. But then the more you really sort of hone in on them and focus in on them, all of a sudden that magic comes out. And that's what happened to me.
Captivating.
Tonight. Yeah, mm-hmm. It just sort of sucks you in and you go, whoa, this guy's there. Yeah. And you realize that this is the journey you're here for, you know. Boom.
Yep.
And that's and you have that same magnitude, that same magnetism.
Right, the feeling's
so,
mutual.
Absolutely.
I've been listening to your CD every night when I go to bed. That's what putting me to sleep.
Oh, right. I'm not so sure how to take that, but I've heard that before, actually. it's relaxing.
It's relaxing. It really is. Yeah. And it's an honor to be working with you, buddy.
Same here, bud. And we're actually, I'm really looking forward to putting this, not only this tour together, but I think an album as well of just the two of us collaborating.
That'll be great.
With all kinds of noises. But I've got an agent working on looking at the colleges, and if she doesn't do it fast enough, I'll do it myself. But give us a contact information for anybody that might want to book you guys as a band, and also mention everybody else who's in the band again.
Okay, the contact information is my number is 336-345-9636.
And that's Mike Spanauer.
Okay, that's Michael Spanauer. That's right, and then. We've also got a website, which is www.donahastationband@yahoo.com. That's our email address.
And it's spelled Donaha Station Band. That's Donaha Station Band.
Yeah, that's an Indian name from out near where we live, near the river. They got a little town called Donaha.
Okay.
It was named after an Indian chief that once presided there. Okay, anyway, we also have a MySpace, which is Donaha Station Band at MySpace.
Okay,
and then
you're on Facebook as
yes,
well.
Yes, sir. Of course, Michael Bryan's on Facebook. So, anybody needs us out there, give us a holler because we'll melt your face.
Nice.
That's the way to put it. Melt your face. Look out! I'm melting. So yeah, and if everybody anybody forgets all that information, you can always contact me at via my website claudioarts.com. So I think at this point, maybe you and I should do a little number together. Give them an idea. Maybe, did you want to start with No Man's Land or with Seafarers?
Let's start with No Man's Land.
Okay. Forgive us for a minute here, folks. We're setting up the microphones. Putting Blake to all kinds of work here. It is said that the sea is the devil's domain, where angels move only in silent refrain, where the waters may leap like a demon on high, and the visions about are a seed in the eye. With her bounty of sorrows stored fathoms below, by the skulls of her tempters that roll in her toe. This no man's land, this pirate's abode, that tugs at the sinews of her every load. I bid you, if only you dare, to lend me your vision, these visions to share. Of sun, moon, of shadow, and the lure of the sea, of all that is kindred to the soul that is me. Thank you, Mike.
There you go.
That was No Man's Land out of my book, Seafarers. And that is the kind of flavor we're going to be doing on our college tour.
That's pretty mellow stuff right there.
I liked your touch there. I'm looking forward to getting into some of the darker materials as well, but I happen to have goofed up today. I was supposed to bring a piece I wrote, Hurricane Katrina inspired, called Dark Wave, which really lends itself to sort of an acid rock feel, but I left it on the table at home, and I've written it too recently to remember it.
Claudia, what's your connection with the Seafarers and
Spending a decade of my life at sea.
Really?
Working as a personal chef to a lot of movie stars on yachts and schooners years ago in the Caribbean. Yeah. Basically, I was bored with regular jobs, and I figured, okay, if you can work on a boat, why not jump from boat to boat? So I went hitchhiking on Mother Ocean, lived in the islands for a while, and that was my way of making a living, that and performing, as well as I was even fortunate enough in St. Thomas on Radio 1 to have a radio show with the West Indian Calypso King Obstinate.
Neat. King Obstinate.
He used to start the show. He was known as the Black Elvis Presley back in those days. He actually found me performing and pulled me on the radio show. King, well, his real name was Paul Richards. I'd seen him originally years before on the Mike Douglas show. And then meet the guy in person. I was performing at Bluebeard's Castle after hours. I was chef there, Bluebeard's Castle in St. Thomas. I was chef there until close to midnight, and then after hours I'd go and join the piano player and just to sort of let some steam blow, go recite and perform with him. And the place was packed one night, and at the end of a particular recital of Midnight Walker, that you remember, Mike, he gets up and goes, "Hey, Claudio, I want you on the radio." And I kind of looked at him and said, well, thank you, and who might you be? And the whole place just cracked up like I just asked Elvis Presley who he was. I had no idea. Even the piano player was going, "Claudio, shut up." You know, and when he introduced himself, and I mean, there was a rumble that just kind of nobody could believe I didn't know who he was. And he said, "I'd like you as my co-host on the radio show." So we ended up doing a radio show together. But he would start the show, "Ladies and gentlemen, want to watch your business grow? Advertise on the King Obstinate Calypso Show for the next 1 hour. The country's mine."
Nice.
That was his opening, man. Guy would have been a dictator, I think.
Yep.
But it was great working with him. We'd be advertising things like, ladies and gentlemen, the banana boat is in the harbor. You need to go get some fresh bananas. Come on, watch out for the tarantulas. Remember, they won't bite you. Things like that. We're going to give you another little treat of some of my work, collaboration with Michael Bryan. Going to do Seafarers, the theme poem out of the book. Pardon all the microphone noises. We have to keep shifting things. Hey, Mike, Michael, let's start from scratch because I want to get a clean cut of this. That was just him warming up. That's what we'll call it anyway. And then you can cue me since I haven't had the pleasure of actually working on this with you earlier. This is what?
Let's just go right from the start on this.
Okay, I'll wait for your cue. The captain cried, "We're home at last," as the ship came close to shore. I swore I'd leave the ocean then and ride her waves no more. We drank of the first of a loaded round, of which we'd all be drinking more. The toasting of mugs was the only sound until a drunkard struck the floor. "We made it safe," the captain said. "A sail that savage sea. Now you go home and I'll explain of the two that died for me." The first mate staggered outward, then turned to say goodbye. The chef, he headed homeward as he belched his last reply. It was soon that the crew had left him. Before long they'd all bade farewell. And so we drank, eh, the captain and I, for we'd still many a drunk tale to tell. I propose a toast to Arthur, for a mighty fine lad was he, who'd saved the heads of the captain and crew, then drowned in the savage sea. "So I propose a toast to Benjamin," said I with a tear-eyed grin, "who never knew what struck him till the great white pulled him in." We soon drank down every promise that another sun would rise, and then slept upon the premise that I'd spare my last goodbyes. The day broke gray and sullen as I awakened on the deck. Today he would be sailing alone upon this wreck. I climbed down to his cabin through a galley ruined below to suggest he hire crewmen, as he yawned and then said, "No. No," said he, "my friend. I'll not take the chance again of reaching troubled waters and losing a few good men." He said he hadn't slept well, for the night was moist and hot. I could tell his dreams were troubled, though he spoke as they were not. The captain felt it duty to sail another 1,000 miles, to bring tidings of dead crewmen to their loved ones on the isles. I had sworn to leave the ocean, though somehow I have felt refrain. For without a friend's devotion, I felt his journey'd be in vain. Well, I soon replaced the mastmen who had lost their lives at sea, as I saw a weary captain look in disbelief at me. "I thought you were set to leave, lad. Could have sworn I'd seen you go," said I. "No, my friend, I'm staying for another wicked blow." Once we'd stocked with food and drink, we set her tattered sails for sea, and then we prayed she wouldn't sink and leave a faring memory. So I swore to leave the ocean and to ride her waves no more, though I'd taken such a notion o'er 100 times before. Thank you on behalf of both Michael Bryan and myself. That was Seafarers from the book Seafarers. So, let's get on up to the mic again, folks. There we go.
It's great accompaniment. Very fluid.
Yeah, I can see you've been listening to it because you keyed in on the whole language, the whole rhythm of it. And actually, I could sense what you were doing. Just to explain very quickly to anyone listening that Michael and I have actually not rehearsed this together. We rehearsed this separately. He was listening to a tape with somebody else backing me up and coming up with his own musical idea. And I was basically just maintaining a similar rhythm to the way I performed the work.
I believe it's going to sound good.
I think so, too.
First time.
What did you guys think? Did it come across?
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
It'll be a lot more fun, too, when we get the whole band
in. Oh, yeah.
I can show off a little more skill myself.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, is there another one that you want to jam for us? A solo? Well, you guys want to do another number?
Yeah, let's
just we're just sort of... We're just flying by the seat of our pants today, folks. Making this up as we go along.
Let's do that war cry.
And here we go, Michael Bryan and Summer once again.
Better hold on to your dream. Never let them go. Bust on that I see. To run him on fly. You let me know how high you wanna go. Hold on to your dreams. Never let them go. Bust on that I see. To run him on fly. You let me know how high you wanna go. This is a cast your reason aside. It's the fight of your lives. It's alright. You're ready for this. Like the taste of a kiss that lasts all night. Remember the feeling of hustling and dealing and make it right. Remember the feeling of hustling and dealing is no retreat. No surrender, no defeat. Soul defender, hold it down. Find your center. Prove yourself just like before. Open the door and never let them go. Bust on that I see. To run him won't fly. Let me know how high you wanna go. Hold on to your dreams. Never let them go. Bust on that I see. To run him on fly. You let me know how high you wanna go. And my friend, it's the work you put in. Not merely that you live, but the life that you lead. Don't expect what you give, respect what you receive. Lift your head up, use your kung fu. Never let up, do what you do. Get down, mind your temper, embrace yourself. This world is yours. Let them go, bust on that I see. To run him on fly. You let me know how high you wanna go. Thank you.
And don't forget, this is coming at you live from WCOM 103.5 FM, Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater here in the studio with Blake Tedder.
Yes, I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Oh, man, that was fantastic.
Thank you guys very much. Awesome. We appreciate that.
Also, Michael Spainhauer, Michael Brian Spainhauer, and
that album
Summer
out.
Bowenstiel. Yeah, I'm putting in for a copy of that album.
Yeah.
Signed copy.
Thank you, Claudio.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys very much.
That was
You're not the lead
stuff.
Singer of this band?
There's a huge hazing process that goes on okay. before you become a part of the Donahaw Station Band. I'm in my, ninth month of that, and I hear it's about a year and a half, and they'll accept you in. They'll accept you in like family. They take you down to the river, and you become part of the band.
He's been doing all our gigs.
Woo! Yeah, I remember he sang with you guys.
Yeah, and he's I think it's doing him a lot of good.
You got a great voice, son.
Pretty
I gotta
special,
say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm also impressed with your poetry.
Thank you very
or
much.
Your lyrics, shall I say.
That's a big compliment coming from Claudia.
I did. I put my diction together as best I could I'm sitting here with y'all.
You did.
I didn't slur anything or, I tried to keep it clean.
Well, you could probably write that off as just the way you do the song. It's kind of bluesy, I'm just
sure.
But no.
I wanted to make sure I got all
the words.
You
sounded totally clean, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No
from
Leon
one
Russell
to another. I appreciate that. That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, that's like I said, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Keep tuning us in. So, hey, where to next? What's happening with the band? Any bookings around these parts that people can catch you at?
Actually, most of our bookings is up around this area, around Raleigh and McLeansville.
Okay. Well, tell us where.
Selma.
Oh,
okay.
My family lives.
Selma, Garner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smithfield.
I know Raleigh.
And Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Right in that area.
Right across the street from the Long Branch, you have Bone Daddy's Hideaway, which is a biker place where they perform.
Right. Oh, the bikers really like us a lot.
I know they do.
We play Selma and McLeansville. That's the Desperado chapter. And it's some good boys. And they've been taking care of us for a long time, along with the Cyclones and the 81. And
I have to say,
those biker groups have really kept us going, as a band.
Keep hiring us.
plus, they're a total support system. I mean, they are literally there. Actually, they come onto the dance floor just to get closer to his play and not so much to dance.
Yeah.
Even though they do groove and finally cut the rug. But they're basically just moving closer to hear that jamming.
Well, what it is, guys, I just like to say, rock and roll to us was perfected in the 70s, mm-hmm. real rock and roll. And what came after, it's okay, but it's not us. So these guys play music that are 30 and 40 years older than they are. I mean, really, they really do, and they
do it justice.
And they do it justice. But a lot of the people that hire them to play are people my age. I'm 53, but a lot of the people that hire us are from 40 to 60. That's because of the classic rock we play and the blues and the southern rock we play. So that's really we got an older following.
Some of the directions he can take that guitar, I don't think age
really
matters.
We get a lot of young people that just are like, wow, but we get we have that hire us. It's mostly older.
The older people really understand what we're doing. I've had a lot of the older crowd dad's age come up and tell me we made them feel like they were 17.
You took them back, man. Yeah, exactly. And the music does that.
Well, when you look up,
that's what happened to me.
And you see just regular guys up on stage and really, really playing music, really on their instruments that
working
they practice on and worked on.
Yeah,
it's not a gimmick,
I
mean? And it's
you're not up there doing a look at me number. You're up there cranking,
right?
Doing your thing
exactly. And,
true to the discipline.
Play for bikers or not, it's a family show.
A lot of things.
Anybody can go there. You can take your children to a Donahaw Station show.
You can take your children to a Donahaw Station show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's no.
And when you talk, you need to get on a mic, mister.
Sorry.
Just pull a mic away from somebody.
Yeah. There's no X rated in the Donahaw Station band. It's all rated G.
Exactly. So. No, it's a very clean show.
Even Alice Cooper, he said it was always, it was just cheap and cheesy to use profanity and stuff on stage.
Yeah,
and it really is. And I've seen a lot of bands do it. you know.
I think it shows more character not needing it.
There's a lot better gimmicks out there. Yeah. A lot better. Cussing on stage. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have to reflect on something that Mike and I were talking about that night. He kept buying me these weird drinks while you guys were playing.
That was a blue motorcycle.
A blue motorcycle. There we go. I'm drinking this, but we got a good laugh because back in the day when him and I were youngsters, a biker bar was some guy pulling up in a Harley that backfired so loud that six guys jumped for cover thinking somebody's there to shoot him. And now it's like these clean-sounding Harleys, man. You could just sort of hear pins bounce off the machine. Yeah. I don't know if I miss the old days or not. I don't miss, ducking for cover.
Yeah, they don't even kick start no more. You just push the button.
I don't know. Some of that stuff just takes away a little bit of the biker spirit, but I can still appreciate a good bike.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And they all sounded clean. Just about every bike in the past, from my memory, sounded like about another 2 or 3 days, that thing's going to be in the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So give us run down some more names of actual places, not just the towns.
Okay, we got the
go ahead.
I'll say it again.
Summer will do it
in Winston-Salem every Thursday night. You can maybe see Brian down there. We're trying to get a bigger following there and stuff. We've been building
What's
it up
the
for
name
about
of the, place?
The past year. It's called Elliott's Review. It's on 7th and Trade in downtown Winston.
Good.
And you can catch us there in a really intimate setting. It's a nice little bar. It's kind of a locals bar. And shout out my brother Trav. He runs the bar there.
Place.
So, but it's like I said, a really intimate place. You can do anything. You can do from spoken word to, guitar. But it's really just a musician gathering. And it's called Summer's All Star Jam.
Yeah, and we're doing another one at the Lone Wolf on Wednesday.
And the Lone Wolf is
that's
where?
That's in Winston.
Ebert Street and Clemensville Road.
Yeah, so all we're trying to fill as much time as we can with music. So so Wednesdays we'll be at the Lone Wolf. The first open jam is this Wednesday. So
and then anything closer to this area coming up?
When's that?
The Roadhouse.
Yeah, but we got that December gig at Bone Daddy's. That's a good one.
No, November the 26th.
Take the mic.
That's November the 26th at Bone Daddy's.
November 26th at Bone Daddy's Hideaway, which is right across the street from Long Branch. And I know
and is that on your website, all this stuff?
Yes.
So people can find out?
Yeah, and really Facebook. I'm always looking on that Facebook, man. That stuff's addictive.
It'll suck you in.
It'll suck you in there. You'll be on Facebook.
I got to keep my distance
forever.
From it.
Yeah, me too.
It'll hook you. But it's very cool. You meet, all your friends you haven't seen in a long time.
Found me. It's kind of scary. I'm
now without Facebook.
I'm glad I'm not running from anybody.
Yeah.
Because they'd have found me.
Yep.
Right. Bone Daddy's is the only thing that's in November, and then anything else in this area?
Those Desperado gigs are good gigs to come out.
Now
to.
This fishing trip that you've invited me on, Mike. Let's get you back on the mic. You guys are performing somewhere when that happens?
Yeah, actually, that's we're in Stantonsburg, which is near Wilson, on 58, and it's Wendy's Trails. We'll be playing there on the 29th of October, which is a week after this.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then the 30th of October, we'll be playing for the Desperados of Selma. And then, of course, we're going on a fishing trip to Emerald Isle,
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to make that trip with you, but I can't promise just yet. Got to find out what my work schedule is.
Yeah, I hope you can, too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd very much like to.
I need a break, fishing break.
Me, too.
Yeah.
God knows. Hey, Blake, let's bounce a little bit on your show. You've got your own show.
My own show. It's Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m. It's Indian, like Indian from India.
East Indian.
Yes, yeah. East Indian, I would say. East Indian devotional chanting music called Kirtan. And it's a chanting practice that calms the mind,
beautiful,
soothes the heart.
Relaxing.
It's wonderful. Unfortunately, the show's canceled today. I've lost, because of technology, I've lost most of my musical collection type of music. So I'm going to... Hopefully, I'm planning on having it back by next week. I'm not canceling next week's show. So that's my confidence that I'm going to have all that music back.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we got to get these things fixed once in a while.
And you can find out more about that at fulllotuskirtan.com. Kirtan spelled K-I-R-T-A-N.
Great. And let's get your contact information one more time, everybody.
All right. You can contact us at 336-345-9636. And if we don't answer, leave a message, because we do live behind the mountain. And
yes, you do.
You know, picking it up sometime, the phone. I use the cell because I'm always out and about.
They actually live in Ararat, North Carolina.
Yeah, they say they got that name. You've seen Ararat around here? So.
I think it was a guy trying to say rat while one was biting him.
But anyways, you can reach us at our email address is donahawstationband@yahoo.com.
Website?
Our MySpace website is donahawstationband@myspace. And our, of course, we have Facebook. Michael Brian Spain, our Facebook, and it's also Donna Hall Station Band on Facebook. But that's about it.
And that should be the rundown. And we're coming close to a wrap ourselves. Yes, John Paul is already back in the studio for his show coming up right after the Speakeasy and Radio Theater. So I want to thank you guys for being on. We've actually still got a few minutes. So if there's anything else you want to plug, want to say anything about next album?
Go ahead. I got some
cool, fill the air.
I got some cool videos on the Facebook of the band playing and.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Summers here singing some with us, so be sure to check them out.
So you can put a face on the voice.
Yeah.
We'll put the puzzle together gradually.
I'd like to say this was hugely enjoyable. This was big fun.
Thank
today.
You, man. I appreciate it.
I'm really glad I came.
It's great having you guys.
I didn't know what exactly to expect, but this was marvelous.
Great.
Well, I told them we was all going to get up at 6 and start because we had such a way to travel. And it was 7:22 when the
lazy buggers.
I said, "Oh man!" So we hurried up and got our stuff.
We had 15 minutes by the time you got here to get ready.
We made it though. Now that's the important thing.
Had to set up the audio gear and all. So. Yes, you did, and I appreciate that, my friend.
But we appreciate it, and I want you to know, Claudio, we'll be friends till death do us part, partner.
Absolutely, bro.
And I really enjoy being Claudio's friend, and he's a one-of-a-kind great guy. So,
thank you, sir.
For sure.
It's amazing to go back 37 years with anybody. All my travels, usually, you know, I'll live in a country or live somewhere for a while, and then it's bye when you say bye. And I don't even think you and I said goodbye 37 years ago. You just ended up going to the Marines, and I went to sea.
Well, I kind of envied you some because you'd sent me a postcard. Oh, I'm cooking on a ship with 3 millionaires. I was like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm over here at Paris Island with sand fleas. You know?
Yeah, right.
But I kind of envied you going off on the travels. But like I say, you done what you wanted to do, and I respect you for that, really. It was
And that shows
really
you. That shows you how the time was. You know, I mean, not many people. You know, when I was 17, I don't have a whole lot of friends that I had when I was 17. They don't
know
my friends. You know.
No, life changes many things.
Yeah.
And Mike and I just kind of picked up where we left off. It was just
really. I must have really hit it off.
Oh, we were tight buddies. Well, yeah. I think what helped us along too is we ran into a lot of situations where we had to fight, have each other's backs in fights in Winston-Salem.
Well, being like we were, I'm sure. Claudio was his real father wasn't ever around. His stepdad and me too. I was kind of like that. So we sort of had a kinship, you know, because we had to fight all our lives, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So by that time, we'd pretty well had it down pat. So
yeah, and I knew if Mike was at my back, I didn't have any worries about my back. I'd take care of what was in front of me.
Well,
and that's pretty much how it was.
Now we weren't picking any fights.
No, we weren't picking.
Didn't take no bull.
We were just putting fires out.
So.
Well, folks out there, thank you so much for listening to the Speakeasy on behalf of Michael Spainhour, Michael Brian Spainhour, Summer, Bornstiel, and my wonderful co-host, Blake Tedder.
Thank you.
And me, yours truly. This is it from the Speakeasy. Until next time, cheers.